An hour later, thinking kicked in again. I watched Macca's bare back as he reached over the edge of the bed to light a joint. My skin prickled with panic.
Man alive, we don't seem to have lost the hang of that. Mustn't lose it another 10 years. Susie.
I can't.
What's up?
That was mad.
It was great.
It's my fault. I started it.
Don't panic. Talk to me.
You're a witness.
Who can't help you?
I don't know what I was playing at. It's totally out of order. Thanks for going through it again at the end of class.
Well, drop the DCI rubbish.
I am a DCI.
No, this is personal. You made it personal. You did that.
Well, I want to undo it.
Susie, talk to me. Come on. Look, you can't just go.
I'm sorry.
You can't just go!
I hardly slept. I lay waiting for the alarm to go off, longing for work to take me over. Next morning, I went to the shopping centre where J.J. Green was last seen busking, the day he died. The governor had not only stumped up the cash for a screen to play a loop of CCTV showing the unidentified kids bothering J.J., there was a mobile incident room too. It was working. Shoppers and passers-by were coming up, talking to officers, getting involved. Lieutenant strode up.
How was it with Macca? At the underpass?
He got upset. He didn't remember anything.
Shame. Well, the PATH reports in. There's nothing on PC Fenton's jacket matching Roland Palmer. Predictably. You'd never suggest a DNA test if you thought you might incriminate yourself.
Well, what about Aaron Trent's DNA? Is that on the jacket like Roland Palmer said it would be?
Incomplete result. They need more time. Maybe Roland Palmer's right. Maybe Aaron Trent did kill PC Fenton. Maybe it had nothing to do with Michael Chambers.
Michael Chambers stipulated we meet him in a cafe. When we got there, he was sitting at a corner table with a solicitor and a tape recorder. Other customers nodded to him. The owner watched us. I was the only white person there.
The police have ruined my life. 10 years ago, my life was fine. Then my mum was killed by a police van chasing someone. Policeman driving wasn't even disciplined. So we protested. And I got arrested. 2 days later, I got arrested again for stabbing and murdering a policeman, Fenton. Which I couldn't have done because this hand, my knife hand, doesn't grip. It doesn't grip. So I go to court and I'm found not guilty. And I'm so naive. I thought that just might have been it.
I was appalled to hear about the stop and searches.
I've moved flat 3 times. It makes no difference.
Every single incident's going to be looked into. I guarantee it.
And what are you doing?
I'm accompanying DCI Craven.
No. What are you doing as a black man working for the police?
It's my choice.
Bad choice.
You don't know what kind of choice it is. You don't know how or why I made that choice, or what it cost me. You hate to be judged, yes? Me too.
I thought Michael Chambers would walk out. They just looked at each other across the divide. A battle of calm.
I have a couple of questions which are related to PC Fenton's murder. Aaron Trent, he was in your class at school.
I'm not going to talk about Aaron.
Roland Palmer, well, he says that you had some friends over on the night, PC Fenton.
You should look at your own.
My own?
Fenton and Mackenzie. They was up to their eyes.
In what?
Drugs.
Lieutenant Robinson could barely wait till we were in the car. It looked like a cake a girl was about to burst out of.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
So, actions raised?
Actions raised?
Ask Mackenzie about drugs?
Yes, ask Mackenzie about drugs.
I needed to run a mile from Macca, but my job made me chase him. I couldn't slip away from work till after 6.
Michael Chambers says you pocketed drugs from kids on the Churchill estate. Oh, God. You did, didn't you?
Get inside.
Don't tell me you didn't. I saw it on your face.
Listen. Sometimes, I bought them.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you knew.
Why would I have known?
Where do you think it came from? The stuff we used. Where do you think it came from?
Oh, God. I'm going to have to interview you. Pretend he was there. He put it in the policy file.
Well, where was policy when you took the case?
I didn't know you were a liability.
You're the liability. You're the one who started this.
I made a mistake.
You're the dodgy cop.
And what were you?
I got out. What is it you want me to say, then, when you interview
me? That's not for me to decide.
What, would you like me to deny it? Or would you like me to drop myself in it but keep quiet about you?
It's up to you.
I'll say the lot, then. That I bought drugs off a kid on the Churchill while Tommy Fenton stood guard. That me and PC Fenton took drugs with WPC Sue Craven when we had sex with her together. Which do you think will get you sacked quicker? The sex or the drugs?
You can't blackmail me. I'll take what comes.
I didn't sleep that night. What the hell would Macca say in the interview room? Next day, Watende was early. He set about dismantling the smoke alarm. Macca was late.
No, I didn't pocket drugs from kids on the Churchill estate.
The information was that you and PC Fenton were both involved.
No.
Can you think why someone would have made that allegation?
I did. A couple of times, buy small amounts from a kid. Tommy had nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing.
What sort of drugs?
Bit of smoke. Ease sometimes.
What were you doing?
Shh! Well, there's a bit of background to it.
Carry on.
In 1999, my wife, my then wife, had a baby. I wasn't up to it, just never went home. Being an arsehole, D.S. Robinson, is what I was doing. It's no excuse, but it's who I was at the time.
What sort of quantity?
Tiny. I only did it a couple of times.
Who was the kid?
Never knew his name, he was a runner.
Were any other officers involved?
No.
Macca left. Watende sprang to life.
Why did he admit to it? Because if he denied it, he knows we'd go back to the informant to check. So he gives us the lowest level story so we feel like he's given us something. How can your partner, who's also your best friend, have nothing to do with something you do? He's covering up for Fenton. Did you believe him?
I believed the patheticness.
That's what he's playing. We've had stroppy Macca, nice as pie Macca, sad Macca. Who is he? Why is he so desperate to prove Fenton was squeaky clean?
Because he liked him.
What if it's tied up with Fenton's murder?
What?
The one thing the original investigation never would have done? Investigate the coppers. That's what we should do. We should get the exhibits out of storage and look for ourselves. Investigate the coppers.
Oh, Tende. The implications of that are huge. Not just here, but nationwide. If we start...
We can do it. Look, you're not like the rest. You mean it. I'm lucky I work with you. And you're lucky because I will stick my neck out with you. Every time.
Okay. There's 100 uncontroversial reasons why we should want to look at the exhibits. So let's do it. But we keep our agenda under wraps.
Of course.
And we don't lose track of plan A.
I wanted to give Aaron Trent a progress report. I also wanted to see if he was still shaking.
Aaron, the result was incomplete. Your DNA sample was compared with a sample on PC Fenton's jacket. The sample on the jacket's 10 years old. It's deteriorated, but they can grow DNA from it.
And then compare it with mine again?
Yes.
Will that be conclusive?
That's the idea.
Something happened to Aaron's face. Something got ironed out. I could see Watende sensing it too.
How long will it take?
We're hoping the next few days. I'm sorry to keep you hanging on.
No problem. Thanks for letting me know.
Aaron Trent gave me this beautiful, serene smile.
Don't get it. Where did the panic go?
Bluffing?
Didn't seem like a bluffer last time I met him.
Maybe he's innocent. Maybe it's that simple.
Hello, Terry. What can I do you for? Yeah? Superb. Let's get him in. See you in a bit.
Someone's ID'd the kids on tape.
Exactly so, but Watende Rob.
Back at work, I made a beeline for the governor's office to tell him the good news.
Watch it. He's in a terrible mood.
Is he?
Behind Terry, I glimpsed a young black man leaving the interview room. I had a horrible feeling.
Who's that, Terry? That's not JJ.
JJ's cousin, yeah. JJ's cousin who got himself in a fight last night and gave some poor sod exactly the kind of kicking that killed JJ.
Someone needs to apologise.
What for? Legitimate procedure.
Terry Bird wasn't wrong about the governor's mood.
How dare you even use the word mishandled? I've had a senior colleague on the phone this morning, a respected officer who worked on the PC Fenton case 10 years ago.
What? I just asked a few questions.
Well, you evidently asked them badly. I said, don't upset people. Coppers don't like it when a colleague gets stabbed. They also don't like it when a colleague wants to make the past look bad so she can make herself look good.
I don't do that. It seems to me there's no right way to ask the questions. The subject's taboo. Things are missing from that paperwork.
Then talk to the storage people.
I have.
I need you to be reliable. Terry's reliable. He was perfectly entitled to question JJ's cousin. You weren't there. I gave the go-ahead. Right, I want that screen at the shopping centre scrapped. It's a vandal magnet.
Fine, it worked. The kids have been ID'd. We're getting them in.
Fine. And as for this, Mackenzie's drug exploits. What's your considered opinion on that?
I think he's telling the truth. I think it's a pain in the neck, but I think he did a crappy little thing 10 years ago and I think we shouldn't pursue it.
That's the first sensible thing you've said.
The governor didn't have enough faith in me. Pretend I had too much. There was something I had to finish.
Thank you for not dropping me in it. Nothing's going to be done about the drug stuff. You're out of the frame. So, thank you again, and goodbye again.
Would you like to come in?
No.
I stood in Macca's kitchen, nursing a glass of wine, watching him scrub a potato. There was hardly anything in Macca's flat. There was literally nothing in his cupboards.
Do you go out with people? I don't think you do.
How bad was what we did?
What, the three of us?
Mm-hmm.
How many times did we get together?
5.
Correct, 5. Well, they were the best 5 times of my life.
Really?
By miles. It was the most alive I've ever felt.
That's an enviably healthy attitude.
What, do you think it was bad?
Something terrible came out of it.
Hey, Tommy died because of his uniform. Why didn't you ring me, Susie?
Couldn't ring you at the hospital. I couldn't ring you at home. Jill was nursing.
Why didn't you ring me back?
Because you didn't phone me until 2 months after he died. We should have acted straight away. We should have come forward and said we were with him before and this was the background.
And where would that have got anybody? Tommy's wife.
It's what we should have done.
You're right. What a pair. I ran a mile and you married the job. I couldn't do what you do.
Well, I don't do anything else.
We had sex again. It was wonderful. We fell asleep, stacked together like patio chairs. Isn't it terrible, all the millions of people sleeping alone? No one should sleep alone.